Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are talking about Minecraft. Yes, the video game and also the movie. I'm not sure why I said that like a question. It is also a movie. For the uninitiated, Minecraft is a building game and a breaking game where players can use a pickaxe to chop down trees, dig big holes, build lavish palaces, and go so far as to design entire cities. It's an impressive piece of software and has the potential to help young people explore creative ideas that they could never really build in real life. Or can some of those ideas be built in real life? I'm just now learning about the Block by Block Foundation, and more recently, the Games for Urban Futures program, which are both connected to the UN Habitat wing of the United Nations, and they are doing some really cool things. I read about this in the New York Times, and they focus on a project in Beirut. In 2020, Beirut experienced that terrifying explosion in the port. And since then, parts of the city are still damaged and struggling to rebound. One spot are the St. Nicholas Stairs. If you have a minute and it's safe to do so, check out some photos of this area. It's really cool. It's a long, wide set of stairs with a dash of town square mixed in there too. Apparently this is a fairly common feature in Beirut. So the Block by Block Foundation and UN Habitat committed to helping to refurbish and improve the St. Nicholas Stairs in Beirut. And one way to encourage conversation was to let young people design their dream staircase in Minecraft. The real life location was scouted out, scanned, and rebuilt in Minecraft. Then around 50 kids were able to take part in a Minecraft-based urban design workshop. They were encouraged to follow their imagination, but also make feasible projects that could actually be built. Some of the ideas included big slides, handrails that also worked as voice pipes, so you could talk to people at the top of the stairs and the bottom of the stairs, incorporated seating, art, and some of those Minecraft designs were transferred to blueprints and used in the actual construction. And now the stairs do, in fact, have a slide, which is really fun. This program has been used in other places as well to design and blueprint community areas and playgrounds, soccer fields, all with an attention to incorporating the community both in the design and planning process, as well as the way they're actually going to use it. I really, really like this idea. It goes beyond just incorporating the community with town hall meetings and reviews of professionally designed versions of the project. These kids, along with adult professionals, are working together and having really meaningful back and forth on the design in a totally digital world. This participatory urban design works so well because it ends in something very tangible. In this article, the New York Times interviewed Jose Chong, the coordinator of the Global Public Space Network at UN Habitat. Mr. Chong is quoted, "That's why we only try to work on projects we can see through and finance the building of. I get the sense that young people are slightly sick of being asked what they think when there's no tangible result. In this scenario, they're talking through their ideas, designing them in Minecraft, and then they actually get to experience it when construction is done. I'm really glad that I know about this program / programs, and I'm sure there's a very real pipeline of Minecraft designers to urban planners and structural engineers and architects. So this is just really getting these future designers off to a strong start. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.